with SRN News. I'm George Williams in Washington. President Trump is putting the brakes on increased tariffs on furniture and other goods.
The president signed a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying higher tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for 1 year. He cited ongoing trade talks for the reason. The order keeps in place a 25% tariff he imposed in September on those goods. The president has said the tariffs on furniture are needed to bolster American industry and protect national security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president also putting the brakes on plans to deploy National Guard troops to 3 U.S. cities, bowing to lawsuits from Chicago, L.A., and Portland, Oregon.
Legal challenges have hung up those efforts, but Trump predicts crime will soar in those cities, and then he says he'll send troops in again, perhaps in a much different and stronger form. In December, the Supreme Court refused to allow the Chicago deployment. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says Trump lost in court and now has been forced to stand down.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas saying the president argued that his moves were intended to protect public safety. New Orleans welcoming a deployment of National Guard troops through Mardi Gras for that reason. In a Swiss alpine ski resort, some 40 people are dead, another 115 injured, some seriously, from a fire during a New Year's celebration last night. In the Big Apple, Zoran Mamdani, the Democrat socialist, is sworn in as the mayor of New York City. In college football games today, Oregon beat Texas in the Orange Bowl. Top-seeded Indiana romps past Alabama 38-3 in the Rose Bowl. Ole Miss will play Georgia in the Sugar Bowl tonight. The winners move on to the semifinal games in the college football playoffs. Wall Street, no trading today due to the New Year's holiday. Trading will open tomorrow for a regular session. This is SRN News. Some insights on marriage from the Barna Group. Correspondent Michael Harrington has more.
The Christian Research Organization has been doing some polling and reports that self-described Christians experience divorce just as frequently as the general U.S. population. However, believers are a lot more likely than non-believers to try again. 58% of Christians who have experienced divorce are remarried. Barna also reports that 42% of self-described Christians say they think living together before marriage is a good idea. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Netherlands may expand assisted suicide. The practice is already surging in the small country. Some 10,000 people have elected to take their own lives this past year. That would account for 5% of all deaths in the Netherlands. Now an effort's begun to present a referendum to the Dutch people that would remove all restrictions on the practice. This is SRN News. And as mentioned earlier in the Big Apple, Zoran Mamdani, now the mayor of New York City. Many are watching to see whether the controversial new mayor will live up to his campaign promises.
Zoran Mamdani made bold promises to transform New York City as mayor, including free child care, free buses, and a rent freeze on rent-stabilized apartments. But can he do it? The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist faces intense scrutiny. His rent-free plan may already face headwinds after the outgoing mayor made final appointments to a local board that determines annual rent increases for the city's rent-stabilized units. Mamdani has said he remains confident in his ability to enact the freeze. Julie Walker, New York.
New restrictions are now in effect for SNAP recipients in 5 states. They can no longer use federal funds on soft drinks, candy, and other sugary or processed foods. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm George Williams.